evening. I'd like to say, on the family's behalf, we'd like to thank everyone for all your support, all your effort. We just want to say thank you. We are very grateful to every organization, every person. We're just grateful. We're thankful for everything that everyone is doing. And the mother wanted me to extend that to everyone. And I have to say this because it's so important for me to say this. I got the news about the officers. And it is sad because they are human beings. And the only thing I can say is that I know they have families. Just like we were the family of Oscar Grant. And when our phones start to ring all through the city of Hayward and out of state and everywhere you can think where we have family and friends residing. And I can't say that the families of the officers, I will be praying for the families.
That's right.
Because they're human beings like us.
Amen.
And we do have some officers that are out there that are trying to do what is right. And we do have some officers that are out there that is doing what is wrong. And it is our responsibility as just human beings, as human beings, just to know no matter what people do to us, whether it's right or wrong, let's find some kind of love and just a moment in our busy schedules. Even though we're dealing with Oscar Grant, and yes, we are really, really affected by this, of one of our family members being removed from our family for a no cause. I don't know the details on the officers, but I can stand here and say I have a son-in-law that is a sheriff. And my pastor holds a very important position with the law force. And when I had heard standing outside in Berkeley at my daughter's job about the possibility of not knowing if it was true or not, my heart dropped again. The same way that it dropped for Oscar, it dropped again. Because I know that there's families that are related and linked to these officers. Whether they are doing what is right or whether they're doing what is wrong, we still need to pull it together as human beings and just take a moment in our daily busy schedule and say a prayer for them. And I'd like to say thank you, everyone, for your support.
We can bring up the host pastor of our wonderful facility that hosted so many of our town hall meetings. He doesn't ask for a dime, a dollar, or a penny. But if you ever find out that Olivet is having a fundraiser, you all sell letters, you don't do that, wash cars, youth activity, we're going to find something to donate to make it easier.
Is it to that end that we pray and everyone said, Amen.
Amen. Amen.